It is too hot here, and too noisy, and they're all getting drunk. Bran itched under his grey and white woolens, and suddenly he wished he were anywhere but here. It is cool in the Godswood now. Steam is rising off the hot pools, and the red leaves of the weirwood are rustling. The smells are richer than here, and before long the moon will rise, and my brother will sing to it. "Bran," Sir Roderick said, "you do not eat." The waking dream had been so vivid. For a moment Bran had not known where he was. "I'll have more later," he said. "My belly's full to bursting." The old knight's white moustache was pink with wine. "You've done well, Bran. Here and at the audiences. You will be an especially fine lord one day, I think." "I want to be a knight." Bran took another sip of the spiced honey wine from his father's goblet, grateful for something to clutch. The lifelike head of a snarling direwolf was raised on the side of the cup. He felt the silver muzzle pressing against his palm, and remembered the last time he had seen his lord father drink from this goblet. It had been the night of the welcoming feast, when King Robert had brought his court to Winterfell.